Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Rusty Quill presents.
Hi, Chris Fletcher here. Before we get this mini-episode started, I just wanted to make a few quick Ostium-related announcements. The first episode of Season 2 will be available January 14th, 2018, and hopefully available for our Patreon patrons sometime earlier in December. So if you want to get that Season 2 premiere early, consider becoming a patron. Our Ostium store is now up and running on Redbubble. You can go to redbubble.com and type Ostium Podcast in the search bar, or follow a link on our website, ostiumpodcast.com. The first book of Ostium is now available on Amazon in ebook and paperback. It is all 10 episodes from season 1, as well as the mini episodes, plus a few bonus mini episodes. It also features all the artwork by our brilliant artist, Sarah Warren, including the covers to each episode, illustrations, as well as some bonus sketches. The ebook is available free to our patrons at the $5 level. If you haven't already, please consider giving us a review on whichever podcast app you use to listen to Ostium. We really appreciate it. And if you feel like you still need more Ostium in your life, you might consider joining our Patreon for as little as $2 a month, and you'll get a new mini-episode every 2 weeks, plus access to the many mini-episodes and other bonus materials already available on our Patreon. And finally, if any of you will be attending the PodCon Seattle on December 9th and 10th, our very own Georgia McKenzie, the voice of Monica, will be attending and maybe bringing some Ostium goodies with her. So if you'd like to meet her and say hi, and possibly pledge your undying devotion to the show, shoot us an email at ostiumpodcast@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Alex C. Talander, creator and writer for the Ostium Podcast, and welcome to a four-part series called 10 Questions, where each member of Team Ostium gets to ask and answer the same 10 interview questions. Next up, we have Georgia McKenzie, voice of our heroine, Monica, and she's also written a couple of the mini-episodes.
How did you first get involved with the Ostium Podcast?
I first got involved with Ostium because the writer, creator of the show, Alex Talander, is a friend of mine, so he contacted me and asked me if I would be interested in voicing a character. Sure, because why not?
What's your role with the Ostium Podcast?
My role is Monica, and sometimes I write for the podcast, some of the mini episodes. Once in a blue moon, I do some audio work for it.
What do you like most about what you do?
I like getting into the character. I like doing the voiceover work. It's one of my favorite things. I also like the fine art of writing.
Is there anything you don't like about it?
I can't really think of anything. I enjoy the whole process of creating a podcast, of getting into the story. I like writing the story. I like trying to give voice to the characters. So for me, it's all good.
What equipment do you use?
Adobe Audition for recording and a blue microphone. Which one is this? I believe it's the... It is the blue snowball microphone. It's a heck of a lot easier than shooting video, which is also what I do.
Would you like to be doing something more with the podcast?
More of them. I want to see where the story goes. I'd like to know what's going on in Monica's pretty little head. So, that's more of the more.
What do you like to do for fun?
Fairly nerdy person, so just about anything to do with sci-fi is pretty much where I'm at. Movies and play video games, write stories, film stories. generally get myself into way too many side projects than my life can handle and stress until everything gets completed and then get bored and repeat the cycle.
Other than Ostium, what's your favorite podcast?
My favorite podcast is The Black Guy Who Tips, hands down. There's way too much serious crap going on in the world, but it's nice to listen to somebody who's, to Rod and Karen, they really, they're like a little mini radio family. So that's one, and I like MTR Network stuff. Then story-wise, I'm a Night Vale fan. And I've also gotten into, really into, Within the Wire. So I'm hoping they hurry up and come back with something this summer, because that whole podcast is just amazing. And Lore, because I love creepy stories and kind of that alternative universe thing going on. The stuff that happens underneath the surface of reality, right behind our eyeballs somewhere. So there's a lot of fun podcasts out there.
If you could go through any door in Ostium, when would you like to go to?
Well, certainly not in the past, because, you know, you guys glorify the past a lot, but I don't know if you understand this, but there was no Wi-Fi, and there was definitely not any flush toilets. Maybe to the future. I'd like to see if we evolve to something better. Probably not.
What do you think is going to happen in season two?
I think we're going to be very confused about everything. See, I can't quite figure out where we're going to go. I would like to find out exactly why Ostium is connected with Jake. What's going on there? And I want to find out if people really are gone. Did something happen? Was there a nuclear accident? All these disasters that we hear about, is that real? Or is that just within like a narrow pocket universe that Ostium creates? So, those are my big questions. Looking forward to season 2.